Now this is a dictation for Alan Smith, SMITH, October 14, 51. Address as a letter, Dr. Stapleton, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stapleton, follow-up for Mr. Smith. He has chronic kidney disease, non-functional left kidney, prior right-sided renal artery stenosis, last visit in February, severe shoulder arthritis. To have reverse shoulder replacement on the right-sided on the next few months. Pain is very uncomfortable, compromising his falling asleep at night. There is also nocturia every 2-3 hours, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Medication list review, notice the beta blocker, Norvas, HCTC, on cholesterol management. Blood pressure left-sided 100 over 60. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no edema, no focal. He has prior amputation of the right forearm. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From September, creatinine, one of his beds at 1.3. He was running as high as 1.9. Present GFR 58, stage 3. Normal sodium, potassium, upper normal bicarbonate, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. No gross anemia. The left kidney is normal size, but there is severe atrophy of the parenchyma with multiple cortical cysts. Right kidney looks normal. An isolated simple cyst, no obstruction, no severe urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3 is stable, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, presently no need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, no phosphorus binders, no EPO treatment, no vitamin D125, as he has low blood pressure, potentially we could decrease Norvas from 10 to 5 milligrams, upcoming shoulder surgery, no anti-inflammatory agents, renal cortical atrophy, as indicated above, for practical purposes, he's functioning with one good kidney on the right-sided. Chemistry is in a regular basis. End of dictation.